listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Your mom is so fat.
How fat is she?
Oh, your mama is so big and fat that she can get busy with 22 burritos, but times are rough. I seen it in the back of Taco Bell with handcuffs.
The sad fact. Your mama smoked crack. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tells podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen. I didn't realize it was a sing-along, or I'd have jumped in too. My bad, Patrice. I was like, oh, it's the chorus there, because I don't see the lyrics, so.
Oh, man, the Far Side, man. Those nerds, I love the hell out of those nerds, man. They got me through high school with a bunch of songs about playing the dozens, smoking weed, and getting rejected by women. I was like, I can relate to all of these. But you guys should be familiar with the voice that you heard opening up the show. I mean, she was here last week. She's been here several times before. But it's Patrice C. From HellAndHeartaches.com. And, of course, follow her on Twitter at Patrice C. How you doing, Patrice? How was your week?
I'm doing good. It's good. We finally have spring in New York, which was a problem. We didn't have it before. So
no, spring come down here, and then it slowly moves up there.
Yeah.
It creeps. Yeah.
You know, I was excited about spring for all of about 5 minutes because I was like, yeah, spring, baby. I can put my shorts on. I walked outside and tree jizz was everywhere.
Wasn't it? It was all yellow and shit. I was like, I refuse to wash my car until this shit passes. I'm not washing it to blink my eyes and it all back on there again.
Oh my God. But, yeah, it's better than being cold, I assume. How hot is it getting up in New York right now?
We hit the 70s yesterday. It wasn't bad. Today it's a little bit gray, but it's not cold, which was the problem. It was cold and like hinting at snow all the time, which was not cool in April.
I don't know, man. Like, I know global warming affects us all in different ways that scientists understand. So I'm sure I just blame it all on global warming at this point. It's too cold. Global warming. Damn, it's hot. Global warming.
Ooh, it's windy. That global damn warning.
Yeah.
I don't know the rule. No, it ought to be a warning to it.
Yeah. But that's good, man. I'm glad everything's going okay with you, man. And, anything going down over at Hell and Heartaches right now that people need to get
just
up
the
on?
Normal stuff. I had a busy mail day yesterday, so there'll be some products and stuff I'm reviewing in the next week. If they make any sense to review. Some of them, like I got some soup in the mail. I was like, I don't even know how you manage to send soup in the mail. I might just do a whole post talking about that. I don't even want to eat the soup.
Was it a Ziploc bag of soup?
Was it overnight to you?
It was like in those vacuum bags. I just got a box full of soup. I was
like, oh wow.
No note. So I'm like, did someone send me soup or did a company send me soup?
Yeah, I assume that was boxed up or in some type of can.
That's what my assumption was too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Somebody homemade soup. Well, Patrice is on the list. Let's send 18 packages of it.
Yeah.
Of soup.
Yes. Yeah.
Just microwave this bag for 2 to 3 minutes and, pour it out and, you got soup. So, yeah, well, that's cool, man. Like, what kind of stuff do you review normally?
Well, I got a whole bunch of hair stuff because there is nothing better on the internet than being a brown girl. You get all kinds of hair crap because everybody knows that brown women will spend some money on hair goop. And so I got a whole bunch of hair goop that I'm going to try out in the next week. Some electronic stuff that I have to figure out what it is. And lotion.
lotion.
I'm always happy to get lotion.
Yeah, it can't be ashy. It's spring.
No.
Yeah.
No.
These are all three black things too. The hair, technology, lotion. I agree. I need to start putting my name out there so I can.
I know.
I'll send you an email about that. I'm talking to you guys now from the computer they sent me, so
what?
that's what I'm talking about.
Hold up. I need to get some of this white people money. They just giving it away.
That's why if the internet was a car, I just drive by Black Twitter. Black Twitter has no money right now. They don't want to talk to people. I will tell all of nice white Twitter about this lovely Acer S7 that I am computing on right now. And that's why it works.
You gonna go by and wave and blow your horn. Beep, beep. See y'all later.
Exactly.
Driving off.
I'm in a smart car too. Not even a luxury.
You're in a hybrid. That's what I'm talking about.
Patrice gonna drop off that leftover soup. Like,
y'all can have all of this.
three bags of soup, please. It's good. I'm glad you're doing good, man. And of course, if you hear Patrice on the show, and it's during that time of the year when Game of Thrones is on, then you already know what that means. We're gonna start off the show talking about them thrones, the Game of Thrones, show. You know, it was a new episode. They kind of got into some things that, I've been waiting on, you know, first episode. Oh, yeah. They opened up kind of, I won't say slow, but they opened up kind of, I say even pace, like just here, let's catch you up on this guy. Let's catch you up on that. And I was like, that's cool, but I need me some, I need me some drama and I need me some swashbuckling and some dire wolves and stuff like that. And we finally got into it this second, show. So, first things first, I'll go with, what was your overall impression of the show, Patrice, this week?
The ladies showed out. It was about time. I think we started to line up some stuff for things to start happening for the season. And I think until you said last week that, but not a lot happened, that I didn't realize how many characters there are that you have to follow. Mm. Like, it's not a simple show. There are a lot of people to follow that are interesting. But, I think this week it was about, Marjorie and her grandma coming through.
Mm.
Sort of setting up pins. They about to start bowling.
That's like, I need Game of Thrones to go ahead and drop some webisodes. Like, I've come up with a solution because before I wanted it to be like complete like spinoff films and series. And I know that's not realistic, but right. If I could just get like 5 to 10 minutes of like Marjorie and her grandma just sitting around talking shit about everybody in the palace.
Yes.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that. Like, just give them a podcast. Can they have, like, a podcast?
With five to 10 minute show?
Yes.
Marjorie and her mom just sitting around like, did you see what Granddaddy Lannister had on today?
Because her grandmother is the whitest Caribbean woman you've ever seen. Because she, in 2 minutes of meeting Sansa, not even to jump ahead, just this part, in 2 minutes of meeting her, she talks shit about everybody in the kingdom and then offered her a snack.
Mm-hmm. And some cheese at that. I said, appropriate. Appropriate.
Bring some cheese.
There was some fancy cheese, too. I didn't recognize what was in that bowl. I was like, what is this?
I couldn't pronounce it, yeah.
All right, let me start because normally what I do is I go through my tweets and then figure out what happened during the show. That's how I recatalog, which is why I use the hashtag Dim Thrones, because not too many people use it.
Definitely, yeah.
First things first, Bronn, the little baby, the boy who, lost the use of his legs in that fall, but he's like really like been having visions. He has like these dreams where he can see the future and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was in the woods, with, I think her name is Osha, who is.
I call her Lady Syphilis.
Hey, Lady Syphilis is one of my favorite characters on that show.
Fucking dusty though.
Oh, she's the dirtiest. Oh,
she's like the old dirty bastard of Game of Thrones, just grimy and raw. Like,
yeah,
a little bit put together. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I feel like there's never gonna. You know how some shows they have the people that they dress down on purpose, and then eventually they have an episode where you're like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. I feel like that's never gonna happen with her.
Never gonna happen.
Her and Hot Water will never meet. During Game of Thrones.
It was like her, we got to keep her dirty. That's a part of her character development.
Man, so he woke up from another vision with the three-eyed raven and all this stuff. And a little boy was in his vision, walking around, chilling in the woods, talking to him and stuff. So, with all of Bronn's dreams, you always kind of had this like, is this real or not? And of course it's not real. So, he wakes up in real life and they're in the woods. And Osha is like telling him to shut up. The dire wolf that's his homie is, being like, is growling into the woods like somebody's coming. And,
he's on alert. He's not playing. He's doing that real. We had to pay all the money for the full view of the wolf. CGI growl.
Yeah. Every time I see something like that, I'm like, that costs some money. Cause, that's
right there.
ain't no natural wolf. Ain't no natural, dogs that big, but,
No.
So he's growling into the woods and shit. Osha is like so about it that she just pulls a like, I'll be right back, be quiet, and just disappears.
Like, she's like a living clip song. She just like, what happened? Wham, wham, be right back, hold on. And just disappears. Like,
I'm telling you, she is, Osha, if it was in real life, is who I need to take me to the club and get us in VIP for free. Cause
yes.
I feel like that's what happens if she goes, shh. I'll be right back. And 5 minutes later, the door opens. You're like, I don't know what happened, but thank you, OSHA.
Don't ask no questions. Come on in.
Yeah. Don't make eye contact with anybody. Don't worry. We'll just walk straight to the back and we'll get to talk, sit next to Jay-Z. So, she disappears off into the woods and the little boy from the vision shows up and his name is Jojen Reed, Jojen Reed. And he wasn't afraid of that wolf.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think he named it. He was like, Honeysuckle, calm down, or whatever the name. He was like, your name is Buttons. Now sit down. And the wolf chilled out. So that was cool. And, he walks right up to, Bron, and he's like, hey man, I'm here for you. Actually called him by his full name, Brandon, which I didn't know. He was using putting his government in the streets. Government all in the woods. But he calls him by his full name or whatever, and I immediately noted as soon as they say his name was Jojen Reed. Is a nigga naming all these people? Cause
yes, I had this thought last week. Do you know that in an alternate dimension where there are dragons and shit, there are more black people than on girls?
Yeah, like, that's true.
Like there's that's people true. Of color just running up and down in Game of Thrones,
and like the names on this show. Like, I'm just looking at the cast list right now.
Oh, very black.
I'll put it in the chat room for all of y'all, but it doesn't matter if they're of class. It doesn't matter if they're poor.
It's good names.
Yes. Like, you can literally find all these names in the hood. Like, even the, like, Caitlin Stark is Lady Stark's name, but it's spelled C-A-T-E-L-Y-N.
Wow.
Rob Stark has two B's.
You know what I think what happened? I think when they got in the room, they was like, hey, everybody complained about how black people are not represented well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can at least make our characters have black names.
I tell you this much. If I find out that the white dude that's getting all the credit for this stole this shit from a black lady, you heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
The Wachowskis or whatever already got old girl for The Matrix, but she got her money.
Oh, yes.
So
she did get her money after, so.
Yeah, she got her money, but I'm saying this could be the same thing. If I find out like some lady named like Glendis Wallace out of like South Carolina wrote this shit, I'm gonna be like, see, I told you.
You think he was some of lurking around taking notes and shit? Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
That one down too.
There's a dude named Roderick. My name is Roderick.
Oh.
It's just spelled R-O-D-R-I-K. That's so basic. Only a Negro could come up with that.
Wow. That's so basic.
No white people are naming their kids this way, man. White kids.
And the way they spell Peter. Ooh. Littlefinger's actual name, Peter. They put a T and some Y's in there.
How to spell Peter?
Let me look up. Yeah. P-E-T-Y-R.
Oh, my.
It doesn't.
Oh my, where does the Y come from?
It comes from
the Y sound like an E?
It comes from the melanin in our DNA, Karen. The only fucking way. There are no, all these people could be running backs for an NCAA team right now. Like if you said, Tyrion Lannister had 400 yards today against the Saints.
I would assume he was
black. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm gonna look into him. He might be pretty good for fantasy football. All right, let me look up some more of these posts.
You're right. Any of them could be playing football.
Any of them.
Oh, basketball.
Patrick Payne.
Shaga.
I like this game.
Yeah. I like it, man. I'm telling you, man. Any of these dudes could be it, man. So another thing, we finally got to Arya, and that's who Patrice was talking about last week. So we cut to her in the woods, getting her Peter Pan on. Her crew of misfits look just like, just like Peter Pan's crew.
They really do. They're just traipsing across the woods.
Right.
So we should go here. My granddaddy's a Kang.
Right.
Like y'all ain't on the run.
Next week, they just gonna start believing in each other and they gonna be able to fly. So they were walking through the woods and they got stopped by the Brotherhood, who I guess is like this flagless crew of people that are just kind of they're like revolutionaries and stuff. So they happen upon them and I guess Hawkeye was the archer for them, because this motherfucker was sick with the bow.
Y'all play too much with them arrows. You get real close to people's eyes. Like, not okay.
He's like, get from behind the tree. It's like, nobody move. Thunk. Hey, man, let's get from behind this tree. He's not.
And they left her out in the cold, too. They were still hiding. And she's like, don't hurt us.
Yeah. And I didn't catch his name, but the guy who is the leader of the Brotherhood or whatever. I loved how dude was like, what's a little girl like you doing out here? Oh, and you can tell the fat kid and the gangly boy, they can come from behind the woods. They can come
out there. If they tired of hiding, they can go ahead and step out.
they also made Arya, Arya and the crew, you know, the last bastard is what I call the boy who used to be a weaponsmith, I guess.
Yes.
They make them come with them, and the arrow dude pulls a trick because they were like, we don't know if we want to come with y'all. And he said, you need to move, and just shoots an arrow into the sky. And it's like, yeah, if you don't move from that spot, you're going to catch an arrow to the head. So,
you might want to do that.
Yeah. He said, by the time I'm done speaking,
which is the most tense part. Like, wait, when are you going to stop? Hold on.
And then he goes, I'm done speaking now.
Oh.
And it's like, stop playing, man. This dude got tricks, man. He didn't even pick those arrows back up. Just littering.
And my favorite line of the whole show was when the three of them are finally accepting they have to walk off, and the arrow man looks at the leader and goes, the whole country's starving, and look at this one.
Yes!
The fat kid gets no respect. The fat kid gets absolutely no respect on this show.
By the way, that also was very West Indian of him to pull that, especially you knew it was just an earshot because you know he heard it.
He heard it. While he was struggling to get over that wall.
Like, look at this shit. that little kid gave me the Chunk from Goonies vibe too. You know, like, I just wanted to see like a trouble shovel or something. Theon, we finally got back to my homie Theon, man.
Oh, Theon.
Oh, I love watching him suffer so. Oh, it's really gonna suck if they free him. He was getting tortured, because they want to know who told him to attack Winterfell. and his dumbass really did go up there and attack by himself. So he was telling the truth and getting tortured into a lie. Like, they wouldn't stop until he was like, I did it for my father, for his name. And it was like, all right, let me.
Sorry, that word.
Yeah. Like,
they had him on some Passion of the Christ shit. They had him all strung up and then put nails in his extremity.
They had like an X cross, and then they had like some type of drill thing that presses down on your foot and blood was coming out, man.
Oh.
And, he was getting the shit tortured out of him, man. And, they got the answer they wanted, and then they just tortured him one more time just cause. Like, they were just fucking him up so good. I loved it, man. And then someone told him that, they were gonna free him and that they came from his father's kingdom to get him out of there.
But and put the mask right back over his head. He was like, no, but wait, you gonna see me now? Or?
Yeah, he had a hood over his head so he couldn't see. And the guy comes up and he's like, hey, I'm from your father. Your father sent me. I'm gonna free you. I'll be back later on tonight. And he's like, hold on, why we can't go right now?
I'm ready.
By the way, during that entire scene, in my mind, the main thought that I had was, Theon, why are you talking so loud?
Can you
whisper a little bit? Damn, dog. If I was this dude, I'd just leave your ass in there and never come back. Like, hey, man, I tried to get him. That nigga was talking way too loud.
You know, you're already going to have a limp when I set you free. So yeah.
You don't know how you're going to have to learn how to keep some secrets around here or some shit, man. I feel like you one torture session away from giving me away. That was pretty cool. That's when we had Hawkeye thing. Oh, man. So Shay, like another black name.
I love Shay.
She's the prostitute that the imp, fell in love with. And she came to his room, even though she's not supposed to be coming to the crib no more, man. She thinks it's a game with Daddy Lannister, man.
She really does. She thinks she's not a hoe. Like, she hasn't heard about it.
Like, I like her brashness of being like, yeah, I don't, you know, ho schmo. I want to see my man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I just want to go on a date. All right. And, we're going to hold hands and everything. So she comes by the room and, she pretends to be jealous about like Sansa and some other stuff. And, you know, the imp just be letting Shay talk so much shit to him.
She got real domestic with him. Like, she had, like, a place to really be mad at him for anything. Talk about, you like her? Did you fuck her? Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I did. I fucked you, didn't I? How much did I pay you?
She's like, that was before you, baby. He tried to pull that. But I think the imp thinks it's cute right now.
He does.
And, you know, when you newly in love, all that shit is cute.
It is.
But then whenever you're about... when you're about to break up, that's the shit that plays on the rewind. The reel of like, oh, this motherfucker been crazy the whole time. Like, that's going to be one of the scenes that plays, is her getting mad about him saying Sansa look good. And her sneaking into the room. But, he got fucked. So he seemed to be okay with that. I still think something more is going to happen there. I think there's going to have to be an ultimatum where Shay ends up getting killed or something, because
something's gonna have to happen.
Yeah,
because there's a he's gonna need a reason to want to fight again.
Yeah, and Daddy Lannister, I cannot emphasize enough, he did not seem to be joking.
No,
okay? Last week he hit him with that. Oh, one more thing. If I catch another prostitute in your bed, I'm stringing her up. And Tyrion even kind of paused, like, "Huh? Well, that hurt." That seems a bit uncalled for, Father. Even the whores?
Not the whores.
So,
excessive.
Yeah, that seems a bit over the top.
I could see the layman, but not the whores, Father, yeah. No.
Your other two children are fucking each other. What is this?
You
about?
Know?
So, yeah, Shay gonna end up dead. Then they cut to Joffrey.
This motherfucker.
First of all, I forgot the first scene, but it was just him giving his mom the business.
He talked to her like she wasn't shit. Like, if you ain't gonna be queen, I could talk to you any which way. And that used to be his homegirl. Mm-hmm. I think Joffrey's going through puberty.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what happens when your mom babies you to death. It's the It's the baby boy syndrome. You know, it's just he finally get a little bit of chest hair, and now he ready to talk some shit to his mama like she don't know what she's doing anymore.
Hey, she wasn't plotting all of this out since the day you were born when she became your mama auntie.
Yep. she was tripping. And then he also decided that he was no longer wearing flowers for the season. He wants to look more regal these days. He gotta impress them hoes. So he was getting tailored the whole time. Then they cut to him later and he's chilling in a room holding a crossbow. All
just
posed
sitting there
up.
Looking like trouble. Just sitting there looking dangerous and he's alone.
How many hours do you think he looked in the mirror perfecting that pose before calling her in?
At least a half hour.
Yeah. I feel like he was like, let me turn this.
No, not yet. Hold on.
Is the bow post being left or the right? Hold
let
on.
Me. I'm gonna do about 20 push-ups real quick and then roll my sleeves up and then have a then send her in. Send her in. So Marjorie comes in and Marjorie is so slick.
She is.
She gonna live forever, man. She is the opposite of Sansa. Like, Sansa always seems in over her head, no matter what the situation is. It's just, Sansa, can you pass the peas? He beat me, y'all! I mean...
remember, Sansa was an inside cat. Until all this went down, they had her like a house pet.
Yes!
You can tell Marjorie been outside in the cold, and she is not going back.
Yes!
I like fine cheese. Okay? I've had it now.
Oh,
I've had a chase. I will not go back to peasant food.
Yeah,
no more Velveeta for this bitch.
So they she comes in and he starts asking her about her former king that she was married to and why they couldn't have kids. And she played it so perfect because she was like, "He gay, so." Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves a good gossip, so he was like,
for real? Yeah, exactly. Joffrey's whole face changed from like, yeah, you traitorous ass bitch. What? Hold on, he was into the dick? Shit, I might outlaw that. So,
You know, let me write that down.
Yeah, he's like, make a note. Note to self. Gay shit. No. not while I'm king. Then she said she wanted to go on a hunt with him. And he asked if she killed, like, something. And she said,
she said something and not an animal. Did we pick that up?
Something or someone. She don't give a fuck. And you could tell that his dick grew three sizes that day because
it did. I
that crossbow was a metaphor for his penis in that scene because it was like, well, you can aim it like this, and it's very easy to load. So I thought that scene was creepy because he's such a fucking serial killer. But I was so impressed with how she played.
But that's the card that she played. She's like, if you're gonna be a serial killer, guess what? I'm a serial killer too. Watch.
We both gonna be killing.
She like, well, Lona. Shit. I'm a serial killer. Well, shit. Let me get the rope because we don't want them just running around and shit. We gonna keep them in the basement.
Let me get the axe. We gonna be sure we do this.
Yeah, but she played that shit so perfect, man. The other thing, too, that I wanted to, I guess, kind of save for the end, but I'll go ahead and... Well, no. Actually, let me talk about this. Dog got captured. The hound?
Yes.
Man, I love Dog, but something bad gonna happen to him, because he does too much, and he be trying to act like he not... Like, he'll be in a situation, like, he was a prisoner in the last episode, and it's really time just to shut the fuck up, and he's just like, hold up. What's the Stark bitch doing here?
You ain't got no loyalty, huh?
At all. And Arya is only like 11 or some shit. He called her a little bitch to her face.
That was the part that made me mad. Not even that he turned to like, he called her a bitch.
Yeah. That look on her face was like, son of a bitch, really?
Because she's never been called a bitch. Like,
she stopped and turned around like Queen Latifah at the beginning of that UNITY video.
I ain't going for this.
But she was caught. He called her a little bitch in front of everybody. so that was my third favorite scene. My second favorite scene. The Kingslayer,
yes,
was back, and he was back big. He was, of course, Brienne of Tarth is still taking her
poor thing.
Yeah, still taking it. Like, this is the longest road trip since fucking Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
She need like a medieval bicycle or something. She's been walking for years.
Seriously, like, just everything is just cut to them in the woods. And this dude is straight up roasting her, like, every step of the way. Just,
she has him on a rope like a dog, but he's still the one getting the better of her in this situation.
It's like the ghost of Robin Harris just inhabited this motherfucker. And he's just, like, you're just a big bitch, ain't you? You know, ugly. Ugly bitch like you, you be lucky to even get a man. I was just like,
God. Man, I sure do feel safe with you around.
Yeah. he was calling her stupid and shit because she was like looking at this bridge they had to get across the river, and he was like, oh, I enjoy watching you have to consider things like this. Do we go by the bridge, which is obviously too public of a route, or do we take a chance and cross the river? But then the water might catch me and I'll be able to escape. What to do? I'm like, damn. Students, an asshole. What a dick! Stop backseat driving, man.
He was making jokes at everybody. What was it? He was like, if they wanted that one king to stay on the throne, they should have made it out of Cox.
Yes, yes. Just clowning, man. Oh, man, I hope he lives forever. I know in this reality, like, he talks too much shit to stay alive forever.
Right, he's but, hesitating to stay alive.
Yeah, someone gotta kill him, cause it just, no one would keep putting up with this shit, but God, I want him to live forever, man. Oh, he's talking so much shit. So, they get on the bridge, and they trying to cross, and this motherfucker decides he needs a break and just sits down mid-bridge in public.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Like, if somebody kidnaps me and makes me walk, I'm just going to sit down.
Well, I need a break, dog. I'm tired, and this is a good view. So he just chilled on the bridge, and of course, she goes to get him up, and he ripped out one of her swords. She carries two swords, and He pulls a sword out and goes, it never occurred to me why some knights carry two swords until just now. And she pulled out her sword because she still had one left. And Lauren Jackson is, I like to call her. Look it up, WNBA center. she proceeded to whoop Jamie Lannister's ass, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was so impressed, man. I was in here rooting like a motherfucker. Because I wanted, like, she put up with so much of his shit that I felt like if she would have lost that fight, it would have just been so sad.
It would have, but she got him.
Yeah, she beat him up, and then her last move, she did a no look, knocked the sword out of his hand, and was like, mm-mm, nigga. And I was like, yes, on him.
Not today.
Not, yeah,
I have had enough of your mouth.
She is not having it. No more of your games. And right after that, the snitch that they saw somebody in the woods earlier, and the Kingslayer was like, hey man, that dude knows who I am probably. Why don't you just kill him so we can have no loose ends? And I was actually thinking, why don't you kill him because y'all can have a horse, but.
Thank you. That's why I was like, he got a horse donkey. Y'all can at least take that. Mm. No?
Something,
he
right?
He looked like some like poor townsperson, so she probably felt bad.
Yeah, I would have jacked that dude so fast.
Oh, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah. I'm going to look, bro, I'm just tying you up by this tree because I like you, and I don't want to take your life, but at least now you got a chance, but I'm taking all this shit, bro. Have a good day. But instead, she lets the dude go, and of course, he goes to snitches and tells the Starks men, who are the people who are looking for Jamie Lannister because, ladies. Yeah. They need him. They want to kill him. Like, that's the thing about Jamie Lannister. He seems to not give a fuck that everybody wants to kill him.
Everybody. There's no one safe for him. There's seven damn kingdoms. And he's just in the wild.
Like, Brienne of Tarth is the only motherfucker trying to take him a place where he can live. And he is giving her shit. God damn, man. I don't understand him, but he's just so goddamn entertaining that I love him. Like, I don't even care that his shit doesn't make sense. Just keep roasting these people, man. Oh, his death scene gonna be so ill. But,
it is. He's gonna say something real smart and just have no head after that.
Right. You know, he's gonna say something about Ned Stark getting decapitated again or something. I'm like, oh no, he didn't. So that was my second favorite scene, but my number one favorite scene, man, was involving Marjorie and her mama. They sat down and talked to Sansa because they needed to get that dirt on Joffrey.
Sent for her to get the dirt. It wasn't even like we ran into you in the gardens. They sent that brother who is also my favorite. Because Sansa was like, she was puppy dog after him, talking about you may not remember that you had met me before.
Yeah.
But you had met me before, right? And you gave me a rose. And he looked at her like, bitch, I give all my bitches flowers.
Right.
You are not different.
he started off on some, you're looking lovely today and all that shit. And then she tried to, every time Sansa tries to reach out and make a connection with somebody, it always gets slapped right back in her face, man. Like, she started with dog last year where she was like, hey, man, thank you for saving my life. He's like, I saved your life because you're the queen, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna call your sister a bitch next season.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm a piece of shit. But Sansa goes and meets with Marjorie and Septa, I think is her name. What is her name?
Lady Olena.
Yeah, Olena. There you go, Lady Olena. She goes and meets with Olena. Olena. Man, these names are so black.
Olena, yeah.
Man, I'm just looking at the cast list.
Black woman's name.
I'm looking at this cast. I can't stop looking at this cast list, man. Talissa. Rickon. Rickon. What kind of name is Rickon? All right.
We always forget about Rickon.
Is that Podrick?
He's the watch of Game of Thrones. You always forget him at home. Like, oh, y'all still carrying him?
What is that? Podrick Payne?
Podrick.
Oh, Podrick. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is Podrick. I'm sorry. I'm from the back from the screen. I was like, Podrick.
Grandmaster Pycelle. That shit sounds like a
DJ.
Sounds like the dude who discovered how to scratch records by accident. Yes.
He had an album on Atlantic.
Yeah. He's like, back then, we couldn't get rights to our publishing. That's why I'm broke now. But yeah, Olina was straight up, like, she was able to just, like, black auntie all the all the information out of Sansa. Like, broke her so quick. Like, I thought
she
it was
gave her that space. She gave her the silence to talk. She was like, here's a whole bunch of horrible shit about other people. How you doing?
She's like,
you sure?
She's like, look, everybody here is stupid. I'm by far the most interesting motherfucker out this piece.
You want lemon cake?
Come join me. I heard you like lemon. And she was like, do you like lemon cake? She's like, yeah. She's like, that's right. That's why I ordered it.
I already know that shit.
I'm on this shit, okay? Like, now you can trust
cheese.
Me.
That's why we have cheese too.
Right? I'm on this shit. Now you finally got out the house. Let's talk. And, Sansa basically,
She broke.
Oh, she broke. And it was so good.
Like a cheap champagne flute. She just cracked. He's a monster.
she's like, he killed my daddy in front of me. Why?
And as soon as it came out of her mouth, she's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take it all back. She's like, no, bitch, you done said it now. Keep going.
And
she's like, please don't cancel the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, come on now. Don't tell them I told y'all this shit. And the greatest part about that whole thing is at no point did Margaery or Olina have this, like, oh no. They were just kind of like, that's what we thought.
Didn't raise a single eyebrow.
Mm-hmm. Like, I knew it. I knew he was a piece of shit. But, yeah, we still gonna get half this kingdom, though, so.
They're like, oh, no, no, we still gonna get married. We just have to know how to plot out our game plan. Yeah. No.
It wasn't
that either or.
We're doing what we call due diligence, right?
Exactly. We want to know how we're, it was like squad. We want to know how we're gonna squash him before we get there.
Mm-hmm. And a game that's plan. All.
Yeah, that was my favorite scene, and I hope we get more of, Olina. We didn't get to see.
Oh, she needs her own, like, behind the walls, just in her salon. See her talk to her handmaidens.
I can use a 5-minute recap from her every week. I can use that. Like, and Jamie Lannister kept talking shit, and, he doesn't realize how much trouble he's in and all that shit.
Those two together having a talking shit conversation. She's talking about my son is a dummy, but that's to be expected. His daddy was a dummy. Like, oh.
This is why I need Jamie to get back to, which is it King's Landing or whatever. Look, he needs to get back to the kingdom because I need him to join in with all the Lannisters talking shit. I just keep thinking of the conversations in my head, him and the imp. Him and Cersei. Him and, Joffrey. Cause you know he ain't gonna be cool with that shit. Him and his daddy. Cause you know his daddy always gives both of the boys shit. Like, it just seems like he gives Jamie less shit cause Jamie ain't been around. But you know, you're gonna roast him for getting captured. Oh. Anyway. Please live, Jamie. Please. Alright, man. Well, what didn't we see this week that you're looking forward to next week?
I just want more time with Arya. She needs to progress a little bit. She's been out in the wild a little bit too long without any grown-ups.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I need them to know she's alive because no one knows she's alive.
Yeah, that's true. They just keep saying it.
Yeah. We know Sansa's alive. We just can't, you know, bring her home or anything. We don't even know that Arya is alive.
Well, for me next week, I'm looking forward to the Khaleesi. I feel like she's gonna drop some knowledge on that slave dude, the dude that sells slave army people.
Yes.
Cause
she's gonna fuck around and learn his language. Watch.
Right. She stays being underrated. Like she'll just, like that, I think it's the blonde hair. It's gotta be just the fact that she's blonde and people are like, yeah, she's dumb as shit. And then
last week he cussed out like they were in a Dominican hair salon. She's gonna come back next week.
He was speaking that shit, dog. So yeah, I want to see what's up with her because in the preview that she was like, I want all the slaves. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. All the slaves? Where you get this money from? So I want to see what's up with her. I actually want to see what's up with Jon Snow. We didn't get too much Jon Snow this week.
We got his fat friend trying to give up, and they had to have that Ayala fix your life moment with him and tell him to get up and keep walking.
How is this nigga getting bullied in the fucking apocalypse, man?
And the person bullying him is not thin.
Yes.
Like, come on, Piggy. And he's keep looking at him like, when Jennifer Hudson sings, she's singing to your fat ass, too.
Yeah.
It's not just me she's singing to in them fucking commercials.
Yes.
He was so mad.
Oh, and then they made them best friends and shit, so now they got to hold hands the whole trip.
I forbid you to die.
Man, Sam will be losing, man. Or Peter from the Cosby's,
Yes,
next week I want to see what's up with Jon Snow, because I didn't get me enough Jon Snow action, and I feel like him and that wildling girl that probably gonna give him all types of herpes or something.
Yes,
he need to go ahead and get that over with, because I don't want him to die a virgin.
At least they can stay warm that way, because it looks cold.
All this shit in the snow, man. Like, a lot of snow going on up there.
Lot of snow.
And I'm kind of interested to see what's up with Lady Stark, because she's
making
just
her way back.
Yeah, like she's like captured or whatever. And all these people seem to be trying to, I don't know, like the news of these people being alive are going to make it back to her. And I want to see how she reacts with Bran being alive, Arya being alive. You know,
so. It was a good moment with her when they had stopped and she was talking about Jon Snow as a baby, and you finally got to find out how come he's Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
She for real backpedaled on her little prayer. So I was like, nah, he's straight. I'm not going to do it no more.
She was hot too. She was like, yeah, he brought the little bastard Maury kid up in my house, and I was like, die, little nigga. Then he started dying. I was like, hold up, my bad.
Oh shit.
I didn't think you was listening, God. I didn't think you was listening.
Come on, man.
That's supposed to be between me and you. Just stop. You play too much, God. You play too much. I do want to see more of that. And then, we got to get back to, Melisandre, the Red Witch fire chick, and Stannis Baratheon. I know that they homie, Davos Seaworth is somewhere getting hemmed up, and he gonna meet that fire soon. So I need to see that scene with her basically, making standing.
And we need to know what the dragons can do as of now. All we know is that they can swim like they're in SeaWorld. That's about all we know.
Right. They just like some, young teenage, dragons just running around. Starting shit, but yeah, I need to see what's up with them too. Maybe that's what Daenerys is gonna use to get that slave army. She's gonna be like, I want all the slaves, and he's gonna be like, where's the money? She's gonna be like, meet my dragons.
Exactly. How you gonna ask somebody with dragons for money?
Right. They be talking to her like she don't got dragons, Patrice.
They really do. She's not nobody, but like she doesn't have dragons.
Right. That like somebody like last week Jorah was like her side man, her simp, he was like, you know, maybe they just want you to prove your strength. I want her to just be like, nigga, I slept in fire and burnt dragons. The fuck are you talking about? I tell you what, next man that can do that, I'll give them my credit. I'll give them my respect. How about that? Anyone want to lay in the fire and burn some dragons? Oh, y'all good?
Y'all
okay.
Good?
Oh God! All right.
And dragons not even bow legged,
right? Dragons all came out perfect shape. All right, man. Well, Patrice, we got to do this again next week.
Yes,
ma'am. It's good having you on as always. Yes. Love talking them thrones with you.
Always.
Make sure you guys check her out. HelenHeartaches.com and at Patrice C on Twitter, all one word. She's funny and
very,
as you guys can see, man, she's worth following. So all right, Patrice, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Peace.